Ita Holland Day because Zimbabwe Moshe. You're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you from Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 24th of March, 2020. Kwazwai, Muria Zimbabwe. Ndinomkam chiraim chirongwa chedu. Chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Michael Hove. Yebo. Mtsakazo Moshe. Welcome, Zimbabwe Moshe, to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Wave. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, ndinomkam chiraim chirongwa chedu cheve chikiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove, ontanga Zimbabwe Moshe, namhla silusizi ukuthi atikwanise kukupa ichirongwa chedu semazuva ose, due to the coronavirus pandemic, we're working from home. What this means is that this program is not going to be live, and you're going to be unable to call in to contribute. Nonetheless, we have a program for you, Muria Zimbabwe. This very same program is going to be available for viewing. So for those that like watching our programs on Facebook, it'll be available on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. Ukuze lithole lani ithuba lokubukela ngobunengi benu. Uwane umkhana wokona chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wenyu. Sakamsakangano but no upload a chirongwa ichi pa Facebook. Musakangano kutinya paye pakanzi share kuitrops. Tione chirongwa ichi ne uwandu wedu. Chitotenda zukuru, Muria Zimbabwe, nekubanesu. Muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa diko. Connection. My name is Mike Wave. Enjoy.
Kwazwai. Muria Zimbabwe. Welcome. Muria Zimbabwe. The Connection. Studio 7's very own youth program. The talk is tackling anything and everything youth related. Usually, I like to say we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. But today, we're coming to you from our individual homes. Due to the coronavirus, unfortunately, we're not able to broadcast live from the studio. Everybody's had to work from home. I'm sure you've been following the news. Today, we're coming to you from my couch. But we're also going to have other guests who are also going to be coming and joining our stream. Coming from us from their individual homes. Now, in Chironga, Muria, Zimbabwe, we're discussing udaba lomkhuhlane with coronavirus. As we speak, coronavirus is responsible for taking hundreds of thousands of lives due to this virus that a lot of people seem to not understand what it's all about, where it's coming from, and the history behind the coronavirus. So today in The Connection, we're going to be catching up with youth. We're going to be figuring out what you are kwari, England, what exactly is happening in their individual countries when we're talking about udaba lwe coronavirus. Now, as we speak, yesterday in Zimbabwe recorded its first death. 30-year-old Zororo Makamba, the son of James Makamba, a businessman himself, Zororo Yena was a broadcaster. So as we kick off this program, I'd like to say my condolences to the Makamba family. The whole nation itself just lost a very talented young broadcaster. And joining me, I see, is my first guest, Umnumzana Usparai Muvuti, and I also have Uglen Shiwayo. Farai, welcome to the program. How are you, Chief?
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Glenn, what's good, brothers?
I'm all right, man. Self-quarantining, as always.
Join the club, aren't we all, man? Thank you guys for taking time out to join us on The Connection. Today, we're obviously going to focus, like I mentioned earlier on the coronavirus and how it's affecting your lives and wherever you are. Glenn, you mentioned the quarantine. I'm sure Farai, you're also in quarantine. I'm not in quarantine. I'm in self-isolation.
You can play around with it.
So much guys for making time. My first question, I guess, I'm opposed to. I will start off with Glenn, because you were the first to mention quarantine. What's life like where you are? Could you tell the people where you are and what exactly is going on? Because a lot of people are not understanding how coronavirus is leading to such circumstances and what exactly is happening all over the world. So could you just break it down for people where you are?
So I'm in York, in England. Mm-hmm. And of course, we started off by discussing the quarantine term, and all of these terms are just being thrown around loosely. But we have been in self-isolation for the longest. I think I've personally been in my own personal self-isolation for about a week now. But also government has been leading in terms of providing what can be seen as the government's response in terms of how the country reacts to the cases that we have right now. So every week, every day, we have a press conference by the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. I think what is pretty much interesting right now, or something to take note about, is that last night he made a press conference that amounted to sort of restrictions that could be viewed by some as a lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't use those words in particular. But mm-hmm. what Boris Johnson's statement, the import of it is that the restrictions are just meant to make sure that people stay within the state indoors. So mm-hmm. it's limiting all non-essential movement. You're only allowed to go out if you have to go and get shopping, and even that should be when it is. It should be when it is essential, and it should be very infrequent. You're allowed one form of exercise a day, and I think this is taking into account people's well-being and mental health in times like this, where you're allowed mm-hmm. to go out for either a walk, a jog, or cycle. You're allowed to go alone or with members of your household.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going out, you have to be 2 meters away from everybody. Parks are still going to be open for people to go in there. The restrictions also are banning all kinds of public gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
Of more than 2 people, and this is pretty much interesting because most countries are saying of not more than 100. Here,
yeah, 152.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They've banned all church gatherings, all sort of public gatherings, but funerals are allowed. That's the caveat there. But I think what is happening is that the UK has been taking. I mean, they've always been saying this. The UK government and the US are saying that we're following the science. We're following mm-hmm. what the science dictates. And they've also taken a component of allowing people a kind of responsibility, taking people as adults who are able to make these kind of decisions in a critical time like this. So the move that the restrictions that Boris Johnson talked about yesterday will require a lot of cooperation from citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they can be enforced by the police. The police can fine. Or other measures that they can use, including dispersing gatherings. But when you look at that, you take the tone that the Prime Minister is relying on people being adults, being able to understand what is going on, taking on the information, and making decisions that keep them and other people safe.
Now, let me head over to Farai. Farai, you're also in the UK, so I'm pretty sure you're experiencing something very similar to what Uklen is going, is talking about. Kodwa lapha eNgilandi, Farai, sike saxoxa le ntatheli izindaba yethu, Ezra Sfanda, and he's also based in UK. And he was talking about how abantu bakhanya ngani balenkani. They don't seem to want to abide by the laws that the Prime Minister is setting up. What's going on in the area where you're living? Are people abiding by the laws, and what's going on?
Well, like I said, Mike, thanks again for having me. Allow me, please, to on a personal capacity as well as on behalf of my family, to pass my due condolences to the Makamba family. I think in Zororo we lost a giant of a media titan who was just beginning to get his story unfolding. And I think the arts industry has been hit hard, especially for those who are quite in the close proximity to his genius. And I think we've lost the titan. And I think to couple the answer to your question with that very same experience, there is a sense of lack of seriousness to appreciating how the depth of this this pandemic. And I think there is that cultural sort of laissez-faire approach to things where they, you know, because it's simply a recommendation, people still feel that they shouldn't really take heed to it. But I think the final call yesterday made it more clear that, listen, it's now going to be a partial lockdown, and we're going to actually take measures to try and safeguard life. Because the numbers have since grown. We've gone to over about 230 the last time I checked. It's gone above that. And if you look at the areas that we're in, France, for instance, it's growing rapidly. As we're seeing in the European areas, it's equally growing rapidly. There are only pockets where it's being contained. And it's the unpredictability of it, where you are not, the sciences are not as clear. I think one of the things that I've been trying to encourage the people within my network is to sort of read about it. So there's a free course online hosted by Allison. It's a website called Allison.com. You just go on there and you do your course. It's literally under an hour. You get to understand the virus so that you get rid of the stigma that's associated to it. And sometimes it's a consequence of a lack of information, really, that our attitudes as a society are not really altering to the seriousness that's required as to addressing the issue. But I think from yesterday, well, from what the PM said, I think there's no level of seriousness now. I think we're seeing less more people. More people are adhering to the quarantine requirements. Today, I think I stubbornly went out for a jog, even though I haven't been out for a jog in a very long time. But I didn't want to feel the imposition. So I thought, where I'm allowed, at least let me exploit that. So we are allowed to, run, to exercise. You are allowed to go to the parks. What you're not allowed to do is to sort of, be in restaurants. Restaurants are closed. Pubs are closed. Places of social scenes that are not of essential benefits to the media society are equally closed. And so I think it's going to be a slow burn because remember, bearing in mind that the government itself only started looking at this quite seriously last week. They wanted to have a measured approach to officiating a shutdown because they deemed they were considerate of the market forces and the complex issues of governance itself. So one might say that they sort of came late to the party, considering what France did. There was sort of like a prompt action, but also France had to take these precautions at the backdrop of having its own internal domestic issues as well. Italy had to deal with it as it did because it was more, rapid in terms of its growth trajectory in comparison to the UK, where we've seen somewhat of a slowdown in the UK, but they are projecting there is a trajectory that it might rise and decide, it's yet to be seen. So to counter that, where the scientific advice was to do it in a slow burn approach.
Slow burn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's all different to different areas. Like in America, I'm seeing you guys. Your shutdown is quite different.
We're
seeing a lot more numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's all different to, so that the WHO rules are non-binary. It's really based on the demographic and then the governments themselves have the discretion to see how they can approach that issue, depending on what the local science and the local demographics say. Mm-hmm. So there is no one cat fits all type of approach.
All right. So my comments is Bonu Aida Bula Ya Uti Hai. In France, every movement you have to carry an attestation or you'll be given a bill of £130. At first, the bill was 35, but the Parisians were stubborn. So abide by the law, then they increased it to 130. Yeah, this thing is serious. Now, Glenn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here, Mike.
All right. Now, a lot of things seem to be playing out with this. You mentioned a lot of the measures that they're taking in the United Kingdom. If we look at America, a lot of things seem to be crumbling, especially when we focus on the economy. A lot of people have lost jobs as we speak. A lot of people, a lot of experts are saying that America might rise to 20% unemployment after this whole situation. What is the employment situation looking like from Morikoko, UK?
To be honest, I don't quite have the numbers in terms of unemployment. But when you look at certain indices that help you to understand whether the economy is contracting or expanding. For example, when you look at the FTSE, it dropped down by about 26 or 28% yesterday. Not quite sure exactly, yesterday or the day before. And obviously that has an impact in terms of employability of people and the capacity of the economy to employ people. But before we even look into the aftermath of it, I think what is important to look into in terms of employment and the livelihoods of people is to say if companies are closing right now, where people have 0-hour contracts. So for example, imagine a person who gets paid per hour to work in a restaurant, to work in a food outlet. Now that has been closed because people can't go out to buy food. All of these people are just waking up jobless. And unfortunately, on top of that, they had 0-hour contracts, which means they didn't have enough social protections. They probably didn't have medical insurance. They probably didn't have a savings. So I think definitely economies are contracting. You saw what happened in the U.S. Where the government came out with their
I can actually hear the other guy when he's responding.
because financial things have combined the reserve and the Federal Reserve that is a way of trying to make sure that businesses still are able to employ, businesses are still able to function as normal. But it is inevitable that we're going to get into some form of recession on the backs of COVID, COVID-19. But what I think is more important right now, even for the future planning of economies, is to think about everybody, especially the weakest in terms of human beings in employment, to say if situations like these, shocks like this happen again, how are we covering the weakest? I don't know, there's a video that has been going around in Turkey where people have been leaving food in the streets for those that are not able to buy, because people are awake to that reality that some people buy food every day. And I was talking to some people on Twitter as well, where we were saying, people stay back home, do not go out. And this is somebody in Zimbabwe who was saying, my brother, the reality is you eat in the evening what you kill during the day. And so for people who are living from hand to mouth, this is more of what is happening right now before we even start to look at the impact after we have contained COVID-19 and seeing what is its greater impact on the economy as a whole.
Now, Matota, let's talk about local Wendagalai in Zimbabwe. Jenny and Lisa, we just lost our first person, a very young person, 30-year-old. It was really a lot of people say it was unexpected, because a lot of people seem to believe that coronavirus is either something that's affecting people with a weak immune system or someone of an older generation. Yet, Chukwuna Mwechiniki, 30 this year, and Yoro Kutanga, who we lost as a nation. Typical wondering, Glenn, would you say this pandemic is being taken very seriously, especially kind of starting as attempts at which one would have been this?
First of all, I just want to pass my condolences to the Makamba family, and also just say may Zoro Makamba's rest in peace. I think when you just want to look at the social feelings and the social temperatures in terms of what people are saying about corona, people have been taking it, you know, lightly. First of all, people thought it was the China virus. But there's this whole raging debate of where it originated from and trying to attribute it to certain people. And then at some point, celebrities started coming out reporting that they tested positive. And this was, for example, Idris Elba. A lot of people on social media came out just questioning that one. Is it real? Has he just been paid to make it look like black people can also get that? And there have been people who've been spreading misinformation, some that look like very legit on the internet. You know, I've received links that say black people cannot get the virus because their skin resists that, or Africa will not get coronavirus because it's pretty hot in that area, so the virus cannot survive in such arid temperatures. But I think what is very important at such a time as this, and this is a debate we'll need to have further, is the level of misinformation and fake news that is spreading around and how it has caused people either to relax or has caused people to have some false comfort. Now, when you look in Zimbabwe, for example, the death of Zororo Makamba has now brought the corona discussion into the public space. But again, when you look at that, think of it as how many young people knew Zororo Makamba and how many people afford internet to get onto Twitter, to get onto social media, to be able to access such information. So it may seem as if this has been, maybe his soul rest in peace, but it has brought attention onto the topic. But again, it is in a secluded sort of demographic. Rural people did not probably know Zororo Makamba. They don't have access. And even within the urban centers, there are privileges of young people that did not know him, that did not associate with him or the kind of work he does, and that do not have access to social media again. And so let's not also even think that this has gone a long way in terms of bringing the discussion to the fore. But I think what is important now is people realizing this is real. Yesterday I saw on social media somebody say, this corona, they're not sure, they're talking about peer pressure. I retweeted that on my Twitter because it might look silly to you. Why are they retweeting this? But it brings you to understand how people are reacting and how people are thinking about this. Bear in mind, there are people who haven't even heard about it. As we speak, there are people who don't even know what is corona, what is COVID. There are nurses that really don't even know how to treat a person if a person is going to go and walk in and say, I have corona. There are doctors, medical doctors of note who have been there for years. If you look at this, the family statement by the Makambas, they say that the person who was responsible as the focus point at Wilkins turned his phone off. Now, I don't know. I don't think people are not as empathetic as that. So probably the man has gone to the end of his wits. He doesn't know what to do. And at the base of a health system, that cannot withstand what is on our hands right now. Now, you ask me, what is government
doctors of note who have been there for years to this.
Now, the government recently just set up an interministerial task force. And even when you look at the terms of references of that interministerial task force, it says to appraise the president on the goings on of the virus. It doesn't. You see, at this point, government has to understand that our people do not have sources of information. They have to come up with a well-coordinated structure that looks into making sure that they need it before it starts spreading. I don't understand why, with the health systems that we have, we haven't taken very stiffer restrictions, because right now, as it seems, we haven't even been started doing mandatory testing. We're not there. We may not even be there. We will not be able to even institute widespread testing. So even when you have cases that where you know that there's patient number one, patient number two, they've tested positive, have we gone to the extent of tracing each and every person that they have been with and started to test who these people are and who other people they can, you know, they can infect? No, we haven't done that. We need government, I've been saying this, we need government to have a situation room where they have to actually speak to people at every instance, instead of being beaten by other people who are not authorities to speak about issues. Mm-hmm. And I think at this point, our government, our politicians just have to have the discipline of making sure that they are responsible in terms of how they convey information about corona. I feel like people have taken this, both Zorro Makamba's death, the coronavirus, as a chance to politic, and I think it's not the time to do that. I think it's the time to actually bring ourselves together, put our heads together, and say, hey, let's find the other. How can we respond to this? Do you have ears? Do you have people? Do you have manpower? Do you have expertise in terms of how we can respond to this? Instead of trying to ring fence or trying to be the first to the news, I think that is a high sign of irresponsibility on the part of our leaders.
Facebook, Uaika, Upido, Apalawati, the death of Zorro Makamba is a wake up call to the Zimbabwean government. What do you think coronavirus in Zimbabwe? Do you think Abantu are getting enough information?
I think Udavalo, it comes with a very different, it's particularly different because you see, in order for us to overseas disease, we have to look at it from not just the perspective of Zimbabwe or Kupela, but because Zimbabwe does not exist in a vacuum, but exists in a global ecosystem. So some of the challenges is what when preparedness, perhaps, like most countries, more could be done in terms of raising awareness, more could be done in terms of the equipment gap that's there. But I think part of the issues that we're seeing are a global phenomenon. As you see in the UK, there's lack of equipment, there's quite a radical shortage of PPE equipment, and for Amadawotela and so forth. And in terms of even, I even read a reporter in New York, of course you're in Washington, but in New York, there are equally amount of challenges in terms of getting insufficient hospital equipment. I think one thing that has to ease panic is for us to realize, this is a pandemic that sets a new precedent in global issues. The world has not seen such an issue since World War II. So for over three decades, the world has never seen such an issue. Okay, and so we're all faced with a riotous calamity, and there's need for a cool head when approaching and the willingness to point at a finger, be it the work of the work of the staff who have the duty of care when it comes to handling these diseases. There is need for us to come in as the civic as a society what our equal civic duty is, with the necessary seriousness to it. Yeah, I was watching a video, Pastor Evans Mawarire, where he was cautioning his society sithi kanti senze njani, I still have a sense of seriousness. Not to deal with something that is so precarious and so dangerous simultaneously. So there is that need, which is kind of. Now, in terms of your preparedness, I would not just look at it from the governmental perspective. I would equally look at it from a societal perspective, from a social consciousness perspective as well. What is the level of the citizen's responsibility, and is he acting accordingly? What is the level of government responsibility? Are they equally acting accordingly? What is the level of the business community? And now, by acting accordingly, contribute above 5% GDP. Kune healthcare system yabo zvichiva konewa iyo kuisu. Vasina capacity they put it to contribute even 1.2% of our GDP towards the healthcare system here. Saka zvinotiremerera, saka zvinotibatsira, zvinovaka nyika, kuzvitarisa nenzira yazvinofanira kutariswa sezvazviri. Tiri mumusha wekuti we are not, mumusha wedu is not isolated. Tinogara nevamwe, tinorarama nevamwe, uyezvo zvinoti zvakakodzera kuti tione nyaya as a society. We know what our duty is. To a degree, it was unfortunate. Owanza Gala Yuzola, Patu Zororo, I'd looked at it, I tried to look at the case. I was quite broken up about it because Mumute Atisima Sevenza doing a great job in raising the awareness of our country's issues and trying to present a more nuanced narrative as to the challenges that our country was facing. So someone was pivotal, especially in the areas of work that we do here. You and I working in the media, I suppose, we benefit from his sort of contribution. And I suppose it didn't help that the underlying condition that was there, I think, and this is why it's important to me when we approach such issues to try to depoliticize them. And this is the problem I feel that we have in Zimbabwe, where everything becomes a political discussion, but a life has been lost here. Mm-hmm. You know, a family has to still deal and contend with that. And the politicization of everything about our country, you know, further breaks down the fabric. It eats into our potential to become more tolerant, especially during a time when the world itself is coming together. Zimbabwe shouldn't be left behind. The pandemic should teach us lessons that we all have a collective responsibility. It's all our responsibility to raise awareness, as it is, of course, government's position responsibility. But what are we doing as individually? And I think instead of politicizing this, be it a ZANU-PF person or an MDC person, I think there needs to be, this is the time when, you know, politics was sort of like a, you know, an elephant in the room. This is when we ask the elephant to, you know, walk out. You know, let's be human. Let's just be human.
What's wrong with Mbuza? Local when the South Africa, Lapo Sivone, President Ramaphosa delivering his speech, Langelo, Julius Malema, Venda Oye, talking about the coronavirus and the address and nation together. Into the Kanyanani Kara signaling embedded that all leaders come together to address the coronavirus.
Yeah, Mike, if you think about it, just to add on quickly to that, if you think about it, you know, Italy has lost 5% of its entire population. This is similar to what happened to the ferment during the island, the Irish ferment, you know, where you saw, you know, a huge chunk of people die. You know, this is how close, this is probably as close as we'll get in a contemporary sense to the Black Plague. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, so we're talking serious lives here. So a society that will be divided now will not be able to contend with the issues that will come if indeed death rates are to go high. The only way to anticipate it best is to redeem ourselves from a blame culture and work alongside government and work alongside the institutions that are there. There's no other, there are no other institutions. So the Kalala wins.
I think you guys have to give us some sort of information, not blame the government or Ufi Doa Palawati Kela for whom get up for his eyes. I will para a equally link as a para in Batalu Ufi Tizele Konaba, then Uzangena, Oshelo. Glenn, to Ufi Namiai near Rimiro Amai. Now, Mazaza Taranapara, it's not time to be single pointing.
Now, in Ndombo, the role that the business community has. Nakaona imwe video yangaikupa ndandemutanda apo paTwitter yezvakaitwa nevanotyaira makombi South Africa uko vanga vachiapa nezvikulaini remakombi mota dzichisenetezwa kuitira kuti makastoma anopinda vanenge vachiziva kuti aiwa vapinda muenvironment apo panenge pane utsanana cleanliness kushanzikie. Now, do you think it's something important for, especially if you say that you have to have a public transport in Zuru Takaturana, Atsuko, Vajinji, or Chichema, of course, we understand that, you know, it's difficult to sit there, it's like wanda in one area, but Tessis Ningishiboshan Samazuko, Tessis Ningoshiboshan Samakombi, because it's the most efficient way for people to get about. Do you think it's important because even their motor is they take it upon themselves to ensure that their cars are clean, and two, and now we do anybody more time to ensure that our bus is ready to coronavirus.
Kunjumbo za wano shandira kunga kumabasa, kunga kushukuru, whatever it is. Kana wachikwanisa kutipa mashande vana kuzimba, ngashu hii tinge. Ijo jinduku mdupanda wana wangu wachu zaura kutitipa attachment, apana chachinja kwa mabasa, apana masanisaiza kwa mabasa, apana kana chikukura kutipane shulipiti, jishungo pana na nema government departments as well. Saku jisusi chitarisira wa nema bazi venga kutipa chita. Kunyango zvazvo zviri zvo zvakanaka kuti vemabhazi vadzidzise vanhu. Paito panonge pane chirongwa maiki chekuti hurumende inoona kuti tinokwanisa kubata vanhu neatingati messaging yekorona nevakomana ivava tovadzidzisa tovatora kuti titarisire kuti winda asingatozivi kuti COVID yacho inofamba sei anogona kudzidzisa vanhu zvisiri izvo. Saka nekudaro ndinoda kungoti kuti zvakakosha kuti vadzidziswe, zvakakoshawo kuti varidzire mabhazi acho vachiita zvinoita kuti pane neutsanana kana kuti maconditions ekuti vanhu vasabatire corona iyi. But tikangovatora vari ivo vega tinenge tisina zvataita nekuti ingori component one yebusiness rezimbabwe kana kuti yecommerce neeconomy yezimbabwe. Kana ndichidaro ndinorevawo kuti mabhazi anogona kutoshaya vanhu vanopinda vakaita vashoma. Kuno hakuna kumbobvira kwanzi mabhazi vanhu ngavarambidze vanhu kupinda kana ngavagadzise kuti vanhu vagare vaite tutu. But vanhu vakatanga kumira kunzi imbomirai kuenda kumabasa nekuda kwekuti ikonomi yakagadzirwa nezira yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kushanda vari kudzimba dzavo. Now kuti vanhu vashanda vari kudzimba dzavo zvichada indaneti, ndipo patinotanga kusanga kufungawo kuti kana maservice provider edu akarasana netwana naikonekta na Telecom vachikwanisa, panogona kuuya mamezures ekuti data kana kuti indaneti ichipe vanhu vakwanise kushanda vari kumba only for a period kusvika takontaina chinhu. Especially anonga vari maparasita hurumende vadzidzikise mitengo yekuti vanhu vakwanise kuita basa ravo online padandemutande kana paintaneti. Vakwanisa kudaro zvinogona kuva zvounyore nekuti izvezvi tukatanga kufunga kuti vana vechikoro vakanzi edaimunodzidza kuti kumba kana zvakanzi vadzidzi vari kumba dai zvaiita, hatina hedu infrastructure yacho yekuti maticha anorekodha maclasses vomaisa voita kuti vana vadzidze vaite maexam nepachi zvese padandemutande peintaneti. Asi dai satinaro vana vacho mari yedhata chaiyo chaiyo vanoiwana kupi? Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatinokwanisa kuti titange kuchifunga. But tichienderera mberi nekuti munhu nemunhu ane chinangwa chake, ndaitaura neshamwari yangu takagara tichiona mavhidhio. Pane vhidhio yekutrenda inonzi Safe Hands Challenge iri kuitwa nevatungamiriri venyika
vanhu
vachigeza maoko. Ndobva andibvunza zvikanzi ndo kuzimbabwe zvikanzi izvo zviri kuitirwa ani izvi? Zvinoitirwa kuti ana ani vaone. Zvanga sati zvapinda mandiri but paakazotanga kutsanangura akatsanangura kati zviri kuitirwa vanhu kuti vanhu vaone. But mabathroom amuri kubudisa akanyanyochena zvekuti haisiriyo bathroom yekugeti, haisiriyo bathroom yen average Zimbabwe. Saka vanongokunga zvekugeza maoko izvi ndezvechi? Ndezvemazimbabwe, ndezvevane mari, ndezvekumusoroko. Two, idea yekuzasanitiza zvinoita kunge kana pasina sanitiza maoko agezi chero sipo chaiyo anzi munokwanisa kugeza naye. Three, munhu wese ari kuita Safe Hands yake nyangwe ari muzimbabwe ari kuita nechingezi nechirungu. Asi nemuroda kuti zvisvike kupi kuna ani ndiani wamuroda kuti anzwe? Nechekupedzisira ndechekuti vanhu vane machepa nemvura inobuda iri raninyire kana muchiti Safe Hands. Saka taitaitawo Safe Hands challenge yeduwo isusu inoenderana nemacondition edu inoitira kuti vanhu vedu vadzidze zvavanokwanisa kuita vorarama. Andi zaka numaka wana pane organization yuko zisizava nukugeza nesu kupu so zino tigwa chitanda chobrisa mbura zuluta afasa bate zulu zaka daro zino matika zukuti mnulemuna anu kwanza kuziza kuti inimi nipandiri ninaita sei kuti ndi zichenge teze ndisa batire corona ndo zisohari pambeli kutasa batire corona chini endesho chansa futi nya business la mambo chaura baru kuchenga sama shop kuna ukua kashuka bapo ende kuti wakuti muna acha bumizo uchenga more than 3 items uchini chumechenga chitashuka panguwa ya panic buying kuzimbabwe pana shangwari angwa tuwe nuzashuka nzishangwari achitua na uhufu ije chise kutawara kwa chiru hiji mm-hmm. Kama ta plani ipako ino include urumende kuti shwe ituwa seika na zashuka panguwa ya kuti wana achashuka mlockdown za mchabuji wana wana kutaku kuchika mchaita sei kuti wana wapandise kudi kuchika saka ipako pacha liwa futi dofunga task force ichaita izozo kuti vachashedza ma captains of industries vachitanga kuita ma plans now scenario plan yekuti zvakati zvikaitika tichaitei zvakati zvikaitika tichaitei iwewe uchange uchita chii munhu nemunhu oziva kuti chake chekuita pazvekuitika izvi ndechipi vashamarari vanhu vane vanotaura pamaredio vachiziva kuti kana zvichira kuti every hour pachasa message yakati handizoziva zviri kuitika panguva ino ndezvipi bat zviri kuita sekuti vanhu vachiri kuona kunge zvichiri kure asi titi tatova nemunhu atofa iri case number 2 kune dzimwe nyika vanotombomirira mamwe macases and then chimwe chamanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti tikateerera nyaya yekushayika kwakaita Zororo Makamba pane nyaya dzinoita dzinechekuita nekugadzirira kurwisa korona iyi from a health perspective dzinobudiswa pachena kuti tii takatikundikadei senyika chekutanga ndechekuti Wilkins munhu wese anoziva kuti one of the symptoms ecovid kuti munhu achatadza kunetsekana achanetsekana nekufema pachada ventilator yekuti munhu iye afeme zvakanaka zvino zvinoita sekuti panonzi panga pasina ventilator paruki pakasvika mukomana uyu handiti vanotaurazve vachiti takatozounza ventilator pakashaya aigona kuishandisa zvino zvekuti vanhu vanolosa trust nehurumende ende vanhu vanofa vanosvika panguva kuti the same way yakasvika vanhu panguva yekuti achiendesa mari dzedu mabank dzinogara pastepilo vanhu vagona kungosvika kuti umwe unofira akakuhospital mukanzwa kundenderedzwa kwakaita mhuri kana nzwa vakataura zvirizvo kundenderedzwa kwakaita mhuri kwamakamba kuti mwana wavo abatsirwe munhu wese anokungosvikana ava vanhu vane mari vachinzwai vanhu vanokwanisa kufonera mukuru wenyika vachinzwai pane imwe nyaya yekuti pakatozanzi bhadhara $150,000 kuti mwana wenyu abatsirwe this is from the family statement ndikutaura from family statement zvino munhu ari ordinary womuzimbabwe iniwo zvangu jee ndisina baba vanogona kufonera president vanogona kufonera minista mastorina kana nhamba yacho ndichatanga kuzvibvunza kuti imi ndirakwe chii chinodiwa so parikudiwa agent kuti nechiripo ripo chetidzidzise manesi nemadokta kuti ventilator chii inoshanda sei muno muuk mune about 8200 maventilator hurumende yatoona kuti nezviri kuitika nemaprojections ariko tichanida maybe 30,000 more choita sei ngatitaure neindustry tange kudi kugadzira mamwe maventilator muzimbabwe discussion nemaventilator hatisi kutomboziva hurumende haisi kuudza vanhu zvinhu zvese izvi ndochimwe chinhu chiri important hurumende inofanira kushanda nekutsaurira vanhu zviri kuitika nguva nenguva kuti situation iri panapa ichafamba ichienda pakati ichafamba ichienda pakati izvozvi mumwe akanyora patwitter kuti tine maventilator 15 muzimbabwe pa15 7 ndoega ari kushanda anditi umwe wakanyora kuti hapana vaikwanisa kutaura kushandisa ventilator ko minista nehealth vari kumboti kudii nenyaya iyi because munhu wese anoziva kuti ventilator will be critical to keep people alive munhu achinge abata covid now tikatarisa zvinoitika neprogression yezvirwere zvinonzi after 14 days zino panotanga kushova masymptoms nenguva anditi kureva kuti kana kune vamwe vanhu akabata panguva yekubva pachakaita first case we are running out of days 10 days zvinokwana kutanga kudzidzisa manesi nemadokta kuti ventilator ndeii inoshandwa so inoplagwa so pamunhu but vanhu havasi kuzviita izvozvo hatisi kuziva kana vari kuzviita kuuya tichivashoropodza kudai kureva kuti ivo havana kutipa information yakakwana yekuti tizoti izvi vazviita izvi havana kuzviita saka tinoda kubvisa ikoko kusaziva kwatinako kuti hurumende iri kuitei so that kana isusu takutaura kana vatipa mukanaso isusu mai tichiti zviti tiri mapolisa analyst tinoda kuziva kuti tine data rakakwana rabva kuhurumende tochiva criticize that you want to be a Baka but yes, not to go Shana Yese, to go Shana Muria Tisakas, to go Shana Mafungizio, to go Shana with woman as a quarter of Budamanga Makes, Tuga and Tiriko Kat, and Rubon, Zunotis of a wife which is here on this war, Buddy, where Mutawi, Tapota Rose, Zunomika, and Zibatanis, and it's Kapunet, when he has not our own never. Wow, yes, I told in the man, well, in it I'll get you more men, I could have told a man to choose a man to repeat it. I just want to me.
Now, if we highlighting some of the things, for example, some of the comments that are coming in, it's important for people to receive information. You heard Farai, it's not about who does what, when, and how, but it's upon us to ensure that we all educate each other. How important is it for trendsetters or people that follow and people understand where they turn to for information? How important is our role during a time like this? And of course, how do we make sure that the message gets to the most minute area in Zimbabwe?
Chekutanga kana uri munhu ane ngatitaure kunyange pamusoro pedu mukukwanisa kuinfluensa vanhu mafungiro nemaitiro avo. Ino haisi nguva yekungomhanya kungonotaura kana kumhanya kungonoita zvinhu nekuti ndatoita. Kana waita chinhu, make sure kuti waita nemazvo so that ari kuzviita achanozviita chaizvo chaizvo sezvazviri. Pane mumwe akaita video yake ndikanokomenda zvandakakomenda pakashamwari angu akati nai waona kuona kuti pakanganiswa zvakati kasira kubvisa kana uri munhu wapolisi analisi ungataura zvakada but inini mukuona kwandakaita ndakabva ndatodzokera ndikanonekana zveshuwa pajambo zvakati zvakati. Zvino panguva ino tine vanhu vatiri kutarisira kuti ava ndo vanenge vanoziva. Chekutanga, hatikwanise kungoswera tatongofudza zvatapiwa nevamwe vanhu tisina kuzviverify. Tine responsibility, Mike, yekuti kana une chawanzwa une manetwork fonera ubvunze vanhu vanoita zvepublic health, fonera ubvunze vana chiremba, fonera ubvunze vanhu vane ruzivo kuti nai ndazwa zvakati ndizvo here usati wazvifambisa kuenda kumberi. Nekuti pamwe pacho kumhanya kwatiri kuita ndiko kuri kukonzera kuti vanhu vapedzisire vakuziva zvinhu zvisiri izvo. Ende kana chinhu chatoenda chatoonekwa nevanhu vangave zana kana vanopfuura ipapo hachichadzoki. Munhu ra hachakwanisi kudzoka kuzoona kuti wakabvisa wakadhilita, hachakwanisi kuya kuzoona kuti wakazogadzirisa zvawataura kana chaenda chaenda. Saka tine responsibility yekutsvaga isusu kutogara pasi totsvaga kuti nai information iri kubuda iri kuti chii, pabuda statutory instrument yekuti government iri kuti zvakati iri kuti chii. Kana isina kutsanangurwa kune mumwe kune macitizens vasinganzwisisi sezvepolisi kana chiru tochizvitora tochizviunpeka tochidzidzisa vamwe kuti izvi zviri kutaurwa zviri kureva kuti zvakati 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 zvinogona kureva zvakati mumararamiro ako. Nyaya yekungoti mazuva ano chese chavangonzwa womhanya wakungononyora especially siri field yako haina kunaka. Nezono ndakatonyora I think ndainyora patwitter chiza vanhu kuti zvinokuva zvakangonaka kusataura pamusoro pezvinhu zvausinganzwisisi izvi I don't understand. Ukakusi kwangu zvinhu zvakafanana pawandibvunza kuti unemployment kuuk kwakamira sei, handingakwanisa ngotanga kutongobika mafiga kana ndandisina kungenda zvitarisa. Haisi mhosva iwo kuti hausi kuziva, hakuna munhu anoziva zvese. Padambudziko ratiri kuita nderevanhu vari kuziva zvese padanonzi ndini ndamhanya. Hakuna macelebrity ecovid, ngatizvizive izvozvo. You cannot be a celebrity nekufa kwevanhu. Saka zvokuda kumhanya kunzanzi ndiwo watanga kupa vanhu, ndini ndatanga kuchidonhedza, ndini ndatanga nechakati, is highly irresponsible. Ngatire nenguva yekutanga tatarisa ungotawo ka research kako. Ende nokuda kweintaneti kana unayo hazvitori kana 20 minutes kugara pasi ungonotarisa kuti chii chiri kumboitika, vanhu vari kuti chii. Zuva nezuva makuseni paunomuka tora nguva yekunodzidza kutoti chii chaitika ndakarara, madevelopments ari kuitika ndeapi, ndeipi new information iri kubuda. Izvozvi pane munhu ndaona achinyora patwitter dza hazvichabatsire because munhu wese atofanira kupfeka mamask because zviri kunzi zvaa airborne. Handisi zvazambonza is airborne. Next thing ndakuenda kakunotarisa nai zviri kunzi hazvisi ndezvipi research no one iri kubuda. Nekuti isusu tinokwanisa kunozvidzidza zvinhu izvi, tinokwanisa kunozviona tochidzoka nazvo kune vamwe vedu tochivaudza izvi ndo zvabuda. Kana tisina zvekutaura ngatinyararei, kana tisingazivi ngatinyararei. Haisi nguva yekumhanya kuda kunotsvaga mbiri nekuti hadzi covid. Iye zvino munhu wese ari kungotaura covid zvakati covid zvakati covid zvakati. Unoruzive here, watora nguva here? Kana uri kuda kutaura enda umbonodzidza wozodzoka wozodzidzisa.
Hayi sizokwandaba ndiyamuzwa umnumzana uGlenn Dwyer uyachazisa ngempela ukuthi kuqhathekile ngempela ukuthi umuntu angaphungulahle umlomo nje ezikhulumela hanje umsangorasa mromo make sure ukuthi nxa ulombuzo consult a specialist. So now ngiyabona umnumzana uJason Maphosa uyazama ngempela ukungena kuhlelo ikhona ilink efakwe ngumnumzana uKips Dube ngicela ufitizele khonapha Jason Maphosa uzama ukungena kuhlelo sibona ukuthi singakufaka na sizombono wakho kodwa izulukandaba just a couple of numbers that abantu can call ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe nxa licabanga ukuthi kule thuba lokuthi maybe ngibanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane ku-tel one ikakhulukazi abantu abane sim card ye-tel one kule nombolo eningi ezithiyeneyo that you can call to find out more information kule National Emergency Response Line inombolo ngu 0800 2000, Wilkins Hospital 0800 9000. Well, Eton Grove, even though there's abameli be parliament, the Eton Grove is not declared fit, but as is, it's still a center, Bulawayo, that handles indaba lezi ze coronavirus. Eton Grove, 1-800-9001. Mutare Hospital, abantu abase Mutare, 1-800-9002. Gweru Hospital, 1-800-9003. Masungo Hospital 1-800-9004. So Lila Kushaila, you know, you can call these numbers to and ask all these questions. We will see how is it functioning? What is going on and understand more. And Lila Kujalo, Uwahamba Gukasi LA World Health Organization. Homepage vele ungahamba ku internet www.who.int, click the homepage itself has all the information that you need on the coronavirus, not just the numbers of worldwide deaths, but they also give you more information as to ukuthi umuntu kumele ayenzeni ukuba abe ngumuntu ohlanzekileyo abe ngumuntu anokwanisa ukuzivirela kubatha chirwere ichi che coronavirus. Abangenayo lisanda ukungena kuhlelo The Connection elilami uMike Hobbs. They on The Connection were focusing on udubolon becoronavirus. Global pandemic, the World Health Organization termed this. They think what he says, what you reach, that take a share, but it's in South Africa. This way, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa SSCT. As of Thursday, this way, South Africa, lilapho ukungena kuyethiwa sithi i-shut down, a local shut down, lapho ilizwe labe selivaliwe besithi abanye bathanda ukuhleka besithi close for business, not necessarily, but there's going to be a lockdown to show which abantu abangeni abaphumi for 21 days kwele South Africa. Sizwe njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye izolo esithi iZimbabwe ikhangele ukwenza into efanayo ukuze bavikele umkhuhlane lo from you know growing and making sure ukuthi hayiwo athi nibuye ndiphesephese pasirose kwese pasirose chete paninyika yose. Saka Joe Mathando athi atholwa nemthungameli wenyika sakanzwa zekare for those that don't know nathi zvikoro zvavharwa effectively nemhaka yekuti hurumende yeva Emmerson Mnangagwa vakati ndachimbovhara zvikoro for now all primary high school and college, but Zimbabwe is a university at the Bali when you know you would see Ulumendo Yazama and Pelugubonuki, Ebala, Kuna, Uzigela, you know, the spreading of the coronavirus is when Yalu Mungameli Emerson and Nangakwa City, not more than 100 people at a time. That is something that led to Abantu, Abafana, you know, people like, for example, people in the church community. So they say, okay, maybe it's always kind of Sizam, Ukonza, Sisivisa, Inkunja, so Kumana, Vachishandisa, Nandemtandisa, Kawana, Opane, Sagawana, Okana, Ukutawana, Reverend Usenis Banda, who's one of the reverends that we managed to get a hold of, and Reverend Usenis Banda, Wagas, Iwa Danu, Irwano, Tambra Zukuru. Why? Because they feel as though they want to make sure that, of course, the churches play their role in ensuring that Chiwerechi were able to beat it as a society. But remember, Tina Glenn Dwyer, earlier on, we also had Farai Mubuti, was still trying to see who Farai can he come back Bonangani in network yakho for some time. But Ugamanje Sini Loku Sikubuge La Family Sikopa Lumnumzana Glenn Dwyer. Glenn is a young guy. He's out there in York and the United Kingdom. Ndimzile esithi uquarantine mina angivumi ngalo mbono wakhe. Glenn is in self-isolation. Kulo mehluko omkhulu zulukandaba, you quarantine umuntu otheste positive for umkhuhlane lo owe-coronavirus. And then thina abantu that don't have umkhuhlane lo in what we call in self-isolation. Why is it important? Sizwe amalunga awe ehlanganiso World Health Organization basithi kuqakathekile ngempela ukuthi abantu they keep a certain space between each other to ensure ukuthi of course awubambi umkhuhlane lo. Saka ndizozwakathelwa ne you know standard World Health Organization earlier on. Kanamurgopi namshirongwa, you might have missed this, but Glenn was highlighting how could England look and kanamshipuda mese muri 2 meters between each other. Which begs my next question, Glenn. How are they measuring the 2 meters? It's not like Panem Purisa Rufamba near Ularut, I'm with 2 meters. How are they measuring this?
All right, so the first thing is it's only 2 meters apart if your people who are not of the same household.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kanamuriwa Memuri Machete, it's okay. And I should ask the World Health Organization. World Health Organization not 1 meter. UK Yakati 2 meters. Now, how they measure it, I mean, it's not like Panemuna, Chafamba, Achitarix, those are Nakacha, Botaura, Jersey. But Wachaura, Kuti, Madana, Wakaipa, Nizromani, Mapurisa, Anekozero, Kuma Enforcer, through my fine, Kana Kuti Spesa Magadari. Asipaza na Botaura, Uka Tarisa, approach Yerushan Diswa, the Urumen de Kunonde, Kuti Murivan Makuru, Kana Singa Sakupai Juniors. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do this. 2 meters no gonna talk about it because I'm not going to be able to do it. Unless you're going to my essentials, unless you're going to medical care, unless you're going to be able to do it, are essential. You're going to be able to do it. So, whatever it is, you're going to be able to do it. In that, Dane, Mazua, no mangani, I'm not going to be more than a week. I'm starting to Buddha, I can around that and no garakam. Can I put your Buddha Mumba and no garak? Wearing out Amazon or Mangan. So I think 2 meters is Dango Kutimun Ungo and I dare put in the Ropana to separate us in Iran. So another one of Mukufamba is when I go out, generally, if you see a person who's coming your way, you generally just diverge. Mega, Pananokus, I just got no window or home window. Saka man's strong, they put you to Rayo approach, you put in Murivan Mapuru, Karasakupa information. You're going to be responsible for it. Don't forget, yes, so it's a look at Arizona. But no one of the one who's just saying which you are Bobuda, because I'm the moon and no Buddha for one exercise per day. Gaukuno, Maya, Gaukuno, it's a cycle, kind of a walk. But how do they know? They don't know their states number Buddha and Buddha package to our history. Yanya, which moon, the moon, Anechi, the responsibility, Ike, Kuruisa, Corona, the Buddha is about to change it as a year, which Asabati.
Okay, now unfortunately we're wrapping up now, Glenn. We're headed towards the last 5 minutes of the conversation today. We are highlighting Zurubitika, especially in places within that are our neighbors in Zimbabwe. We see places like Botswana closing their borders. We saw President Mnangagwa now. I think it's time to maybe tumble Barauma Port of Zimbabwe. How is this something that you think will affect the economy?
Generally,
is the economy even at prevalence? Is it something we should be worrying about?
That's where I was about to go. So when borders are closed, at least it does not affect imports and exports and trade generally. It's being closed for human traffic. This is my understanding. Now, when you look at our economy, it's mostly a less importing economy. We import a lot of things we use. We don't have industry. We don't have a functional industry, so everything is imported. But another very important demographic that you then bring to mind when you think about this. So many families and households are taken care of by Macross Border. Bangalawa chienda to Zambia, Bangalawa chienda to South Africa. In terms of closing our economies to human movement, I mean, we were eventually almost on a. I'm going to say this and it might be controversial. We haven't been printing passports for people. In a way, to an extent, that has been a limiting measure of getting people outside the country, you know, stopping people from moving in and out. So in terms of using our border control to try and control the spread of corona, I don't think it will have a very large impact relative to the things that we can do within our borders. What I think the government needs to focus on is the measures that they are taking within the population in the country. Right now, there is an urgent need to have health promotion Kumarua. There's an urgent need to have health promotion everywhere to really start having a scenario planning. Yabuti, a business, Achaita saying, and we've been hearing that the government has been getting money. I think we need to start thinking. They really need to start thinking about those internal operations that are necessary to make sure that they contain the virus and they stop it from escalating. And that also needs them thinking, because now government is a major player. Even when you talk about the transport sector, they are a major player. They are a major quantity.
I'm going to have to hold you there. Go and do it, Ganana. Let's start to speak of Makume Chirongwa Chetu. So thank you so much, Nekupindam Chirongwa. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking time out. Stay isolated. Stay safe. We appreciate you. Once again, thank you so much, Nekupindam Chirongwa.
Certainly, Michael. Thank you for having me on the program as well.
All right, Msonga Zomuche, you heard there from Umnumzana Uklen Ziwayo. Uklen, young guy based in England, he's also a policy analyst. He's a journal, Umnumzana Ufarai Muvuti, Mumuni, Obasakulayo, who's out there in England. So, Msonga Zomuche, we just received some breaking news. Tsubu Zoti, Kunechimuche, Chizaro, Zimbabwe, Changai Chichizita, Kunoku America, who Andrews University, Nale in Michigan, Yubizo like Melissa Jacqueline Mukuti. Melissa passed away due to Utaba Lwele lo coronavirus. Omunye wabasakulayo, who was out here in the United States, another Zimbabwean. I guess that brings the total Zimbabwean count that we know of to two. But only one Elizweni these Lapa Msakazweni Wethu Studio 7, Melissa Jacqueline Omunye wabasakulayo, who passed on. Nale in Michigan. Tell us what you think. Lago Ustime de la Imigone Nuku WhatsApp. Kunombole eti +12024650318. Jason Maposa Mbonele Ingembelo Uzi Uzamilu Ngena Ushelo Goto Satulani Tsuba Lugu Ngenisa Ushelo Goto Siabona Gakulu Ngalombono Wako Siabona Nga Jalo Ngu Uzamu Ngena Ushelo. Iskata Anyabunu Farai Uzamu Ngena Goto Farai. We're just literally wrapping up. Thank you so much for your participation. I thank you, Glenn. So thank you for trying again. We appreciate it. Tsonga muche Zimbabwe muche tashaka makume chirongwa chedu chanasi tinotenda zvikuru munhu wese apinda muchirongwa. Thank you so much to everybody who bale imibono yake ibonu aita ubhalile njalo uJason Maphosa. Balani imibono yenu kuWhatsApp kunombolo +12024650318. Anokuoneka ine mufaro, ndinowenyu Mike Hove. Zimbabwe muche muri Zimbabwe, stay safe, clean your hands, wash your hands as much as possible, and if you can afford it, sanitize your hands.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Muri Zimbabwe, manga makaterera chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, muineni Michael Hove. Tine urombo kutatina kukwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose, apo muno troyora runare kutuwa kumpine mchirongwa semazuva ose. Zisinei, siabonga kakulu, ngokuba lati kuhlelo. Don't forget, this program is going to be available for viewing on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Aba ku Facebook, linga kohlu kufitizela okubhalwe ukuthi share, ukuze sibukele uhlelo lolu ngobune ngibethu. Msakanganwe muri Zimbabwe, kutinya paye, pakanzi share, kutuwa kutuone chirongwa ichi, ne uwandu wedu. Tashuka kumagumwe chirongwa chedu cha nasi, tinotenda munu wese, apinda mchirongwa, anokoneka ine mfaru, ndini Mike Hove, muri Zimbabwe, msakanganwe, kezai maoko, kezai maoko, kezai maoko, muchishandi sasipo. Bye-bye!